Wisconsin is only one of three states that leave it up to drivers whether or not they want to carry auto insurance. In most other states, motorists can get a ticket for driving without it. Racine Democrat John Lehman says the problem with Wisconsin's law is that it's unfair to responsible drivers.
If you're a driver and you've been in an accident and you've run into somebody without insurance, it's just a nightmare. It seems to me that if people are going to be on the road, they need to provide evidence that they do have automobile insurance.
Different forms of Lehman's proposal have come up in the past, only to be defeated. Wisconsin Insurance Alliance President Eric England has lobbied against similar plans. He says there's little proof that mandatory insurance laws have helped other states reduce their number of uninsured motorists. He says what's more likely is that the system gets more complicated.
What you end up with is a system that incurs greater and greater expense to try to enforce, with responsible drivers having to carry that expense and irresponsible drivers having another reason not to be able to afford auto insurance because the rates are going up to carry the costs of this kind of a program.
England says Wisconsin already has fewer uninsured motorists on average than other states, and insurance rates are lower here than they are elsewhere. Both Republicans and Democrats have signed on to Lehman's proposal. At this point, it's not scheduled for a legislative hearing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.